Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They thought they'd get away with it. Until now. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Luigi Mangione, 26-year-old University of Pennsylvania student, graduate that has been now charged in the murder of CEO Brian Thompson, December 4th of 24, facing those first and second-degree murder charges. He's out there, and I gotta say, they did the perp walk with him the other day when they extradited him to New York. I got a question for you about that, Jennifer. That was one of the most grandiose perp walks I've ever seen. It was like something out of a Marvel movie. Why? I mean, it gave him one hell of an attention. Like, I didn't know what the story was. I just saw the picture. I'm like, is this real? And like, oh my God, it's the Luigi Mangione over here with, you know, an army. Thoughts on that? I mean, it just seemed like a lot.
It did seem like a lot. And I understand that. And it certainly is feeding the frenzy of, you know, unfair treatments.
Yeah.
He's really a revolutionary. He's a martyr. He's being treated like that. But at the end of the day, this case was getting so much attention. Everyone knew he was leaving that Pennsylvania courtroom. And anybody who really wanted to somehow stage some sort of assault would have the timing down. And so there's no way people have said, well, why didn't they just drive him? I can't even express how difficult that is to guard somebody on the road, multiple vehicles, air coverage, that sort of distance. It would have been a Cecil B. DeMille for over 200 miles instead of the Cecil B. DeMille we saw, which was a much shorter time span. So that was out. That would never be considered. It was so smart of them to use, you know, a NYPD copter and how they actually played it out. This is why they had to do it, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Too many people, A, would want to kill Luigi Mangione to be famous themselves. So many people might want to actually sort of stage some sort of takeover and possibly try to take him and, you know, free him. Obviously, it wouldn't have worked in this situation. And then, you know, many others hate Luigi Mangione. Not very many, but there are some that are very angry. I mean, it's really on both sides. So if they don't have this huge tactical presence, I mean, this presence said, unless you have an army, you better not come after him. That's what that said. That was the message sent.
Yeah.
I think Personally, it was smart. If I were the special agent in charge of this case and it was my call, I would have said the same thing. I want full on tactical contingents. I don't want any chance that he's going to get sniped or that somebody's going to assault. I mean, nobody's going to try to make that effort with what you saw there.
No, I mean, actually, my concern was more for the officers, quite honestly, thinking like if somebody's going to want to do something here, it's not going to be killing Luigi Mangione. Like, I think he could probably almost just walk around with bulletproof or without a bulletproof vest, because I think there's too many people that like him. He's one of the few that I think doesn't necessarily have a target on his back. Anybody who's holding him back, though, I think does. And I was more concerned for that level of all, like, that's a lot of officers if somebody's going to try and do something. Granted, they got the shields. They you know, they're fairly well prepared. But if somebody, I don't know, set something off or a bomb, I don't know. It just seemed like a lot. But with your explanation, it makes a lot more sense. My thing was, why give him the attention? Why give him the parade? But yeah, I hear you. This case, obviously, it's going to take some time to get into any sort of a trial situation. What sort of defense do you think Luigi Mangione is going to bring for this? It's pretty much one of those where it's like, yeah, we know it's you. And there's no question about it. You're, you know, fighting and you're almost bragging like I did this. So he's going to plead not guilty, I'm sure, but obviously you did it. No erasing that fact. Are we going to just solely go on them trying to argue this principle or his ideologies in court? And would the court even allow that?
Well, such a good question. I really think they are going to go for some sort of jury nullification. If right now, with what we know and the evidence being so ridiculously strong, I would literally probably waive my speedy trial. Now, remember, he's not only been charged in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. He's not only been charged in New York. He's been charged by the federal government now. Mm-hmm. So we have four federal government death penalty and a death penalty charge on the table now. So, and that will come first. The, you know, by law, by statute, the FBI, you know, swooped in and really took over this case from New York, because obviously if he gets the death penalty, which I don't think there's any chance he'll get, or if he gets a life sentence, there's going to be no need to have a, you know, a trial and everything in the New York case necessarily. Mm-hmm. They could still, and they may.
Yeah.
But depending on what happens, if I were him, Tony, I would want to take the stand. I would want to explain, you know, why I did what I did, and pray for jury nullification. In other words, yeah, we know he did it, and yeah, we don't care. And, you know, we saw it in OJ. It happened in OJ. Yeah. You know, those jurors have been interviewed, and they said, yeah, we know OJ did it, but we weren't going to convict him because of what happened with Rodney King. So that's what they're hoping for.
Yeah. I think they have, as of right now, a good chance if this trial were to take place tomorrow, but this trial will likely take place years from now. Do you think he's going to still have that sort of support and, you know, I guess, and he's not Robin Hood, but I guess Robin Hood-like aura that the certain members of the public, you know, feel he has several years from now? Or is it just going to be another guy who killed somebody and that that aura is going to fade away?
Well, that's why I would waive my speedy trial. Mm-hmm. I would put all the onus on the government right now. They have enough to prove their case, but just think how much more they're going to get if they get years to interview and to look at the digital footprint. If they have only a few months, it's going to be tough. And there's, if you take the stance that you're hoping for jury nullification and you're going to put this Ivy Leaguer who's well spoken, who looks, you know, like a movie star. Mm-hmm. I was just watching a movie and the guy on the screen looked almost exactly like Luigi Mangione. I don't know his name. I couldn't believe it. I stopped. I said, look to my husband. Oh my gosh, looks just like him.
Yeah.
He looks like he has movie star looks. I couldn't believe they allowed him to get a designer haircut, by the way, and trimmed up his eyebrows and shaved him all down. He looked very presentable. I don't know if you noticed, like they cut the bottom half and kept the top half long. I was like, wow. Okay. I don't know who the barber is, but he's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I was kind of surprised by that. And that's a big thing in this case is the looks of the man. If this man, if he looked like Ted Kaczynski, but was still arguing the same ideologies, I don't think you'd have this many people, you know, supporting him.
I totally agree. Brought that point up with Crooks, you know, the young man who tried to kill Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And killed somebody. I mean, very, not to be rude, but he's just a very non-attractive kid.
Yeah,
you know?
He was an odd looking guy. Yeah.
Awkward and you know, face was breaking out, you know, the way he kept himself was not, you know, nice, and nobody's saying anything about that. Obviously he's deceased himself, but I'm just saying it's, you know, this, he is a groundswell for sure that's occurring.
It's going to be fascinating to see where this goes and what else they unearth on the history of him. It feels like we learned a lot very quickly that really, you know, just paints the picture. This is who he is. This is the mission he went on, and he succeeded. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.